say this and have it come out sounding good. I don't mean this. It's nobody's fault. It's not the people who show up. They're wonderful people. They're friendly. And we have a good time. I just, there's got to be something more. I read about these guys who've got shows, and they do personal appearances. There's specifically guys who have, like, these national shows, you know, which we have now. We have a, you know, a nationally syndicated show. We're in 35 markets. It's getting bigger and better all the time. I hope, I guess, I wish, I don't know. But it seems that way. And I read about these guys who do their signings. They get 2,000, 3,000 people at these things. 4,000 people. And there's a band playing. And they got babes giving soft drinks away, Jaeger shots, whatever. And they have interesting guests. And we do our signings, with all due respect to the wonderful people at Sit and Seep. They couldn't be nicer. But we're doing our signings in mattress showrooms. And we have 200 or 300 people. And I thought, there's got to be, we got to make these things bigger, I think is what I'm thinking out loud. And the thoughts are, we have to make our personal appearances bigger, more interesting, more special, and not just sitting at a folding table, you know, one of the card table, signing these CDs. So with that, and we had a nice turnout. We had probably about 300-400 people show up on Saturday. But it's got to be bigger than that. It's got to be better. I don't know what it is. I'm going to have to sit and think about it. But I've done my last signing. If I'm going to devote a few hours on a Saturday to go out and spend time with the listeners, I want to have a little bit more fun than I have at these things. I'm not having any fun with them. I'm just not. And I might as well tell you this, too. And I'm not trying to reflect anything on anybody. Just to say this. This is the last CD we're going to do. I'm not ending my relationship with my friend's place, but there has to be a better way that we can raise money, something different and more interesting than these CDs. We've done six, including the three that we did in Miami, and three here in Los Angeles, and that's it. That's it. We can't improve on the form. We can keep putting the material on there each year. Here's some more funny stuff from our show. And this is funny stuff from the year 2000, the year 2001. But it's just sort of the same thing. And we have to do something different. I don't know if it's a videotape or if it's a double CD featuring other material. But this is the last best of CD that we're going to do. And I'm not saying it just so you'll run right out and buy it. Although if it does spur you on to go out and buy it, that's fantastic. More power to me for that. But I think I've been a little bit frustrated the last 3-4 months over the entire CD process, and I suddenly realized what it was. I'm really bored with the entire process of this CD, and I'm bored with doing these personal appearances, and I need to change what we're going to do and how we're going to raise money for my friend's place. We're still going to keep our show tightly associated with them, if they'll have us, but we're going to have to do something different starting next year. And as far as going out and doing the personal appearances, I've done my last one. My last one for the CD, anyway. Now, you can still get it at philhenryshow.com, and I certainly hope that you'll log on and avail yourself of the opportunity to help some of the greatest people that I've ever had the opportunity to work with, the people at my friend's place. philhenryshow.com, you can buy it online. But we're not doing it out, and we're not going to do any more signings. We're not going to do any more sales, signings. That's it. And I'm glad that I was able to meet you guys. And we're going to go out and do other things in public. I just don't know what they're going to be at this time. It's Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. By the way, as long as we're making announcements on things that we are going to kind of move away from, we can take those airline bumpers now and we can throw those away. Okay? And Craig is giving me a thumbs up and a smile on his face. He's lighting the room up with it. The airline bumpers are gone. Yeah, you can buy. Well, you know what? You might be able to reuse the CD for something else, can't you? Can you reburn it with something else on it? You can't, Tony? Then go ahead and step on it if you want. The airline bumpers are history. I knew they were bad when my wife said to me, who is generally fairly complimentary and supportive, when she said, oh, man, you got to get rid of those. 1-800-449-8686. This is Martin Luther King's birthday. This is a day that saw some 20,000 people protesting on the birthday of Martin Luther King, the Confederate flag over the State House in South Carolina. We have an affiliate in South Carolina. We also have on the phone Dave Oliva of Los Angeles. And this young man has commenced a hunger strike, one that he hopes will result in the removal of the Confederate flag from the State House in South Carolina. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir, it is.
And welcome to our show, Dave.
Thank you, Mr. Henry. It's good to be on your program, and I like listening to you, and I thank you for the opportunity to be a part of this.
How long have you been on your hunger strike?
We commenced our hunger strike on Friday night, and this was in anticipation of Martin Luther King's birthday, which we know was coming up on Monday. And I'm going on a hunger strike because I want for all people to understand that this Confederate flag is an affront to all people, not only black people, it's an affront to all people, and people of color especially.
Now, you're Mexican-American, correct?
Yes, sir, I am.
And you live in California.
That's correct.
And yet you are hunger striking over an issue some 3,000 miles away, correct?
Well, I'm hunger striking because I think it's a human issue that affects everybody. And today is Martin Luther King's birthday. So to me, that's important. I think it devalues us as people when we only keep to ourselves and keep to our own backyard, and we don't go out, and do what we can for other people. And I think that it's time for us to take a look around. I live in California, and I'm lucky because this is a very progressive state, and they treat people of color in this state probably better than they do in most states. But there's other places like South Carolina, where they still, they don't quite get it yet, I mean, this, everybody tries to tell them, and they're just sort of scratching their head. And
okay, all right, well, hold on for just a second, Dave. The question I really wanted to ask you is, you're on a hunger strike, and you're hoping what'll happen?
Well, I'm on a hunger strike, and I will be on a hunger strike until the Confederate flag is taken down from the Capitol building in Columbia, in South Carolina.
Where is it in South Carolina? Is it Columbia? Where's the Capitol there?
I think it's on the,
Do we know, Mike, what's the capital of South Carolina? Okay, my producer's trying to find out. Do you know, Tony? Craig, do you know? Do you know, Dave?
The, capital of South Carolina.
Okay, so I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys. How about you, Neil? 6 people. We don't know the capital of South Carolina. We'll find out, but it's in the State House, right?
Excuse me?
It's on the top of the Capitol building in South Carolina, correct?
Yes, sir, it is. In any event, I think that it's important to...
Terry Ray Elmer says Charleston is the capital of South Carolina, and I believe that is where our affiliate is. We're in Charleston. So, do we know what call letters of our affiliate in Charleston? What are they? You don't know? Do you know, Tony? Do you know, Craig? Okay, so you don't know, Neil. All right, so we just ran through another 6 guys, and we don't know the call letters of our affiliate in Charleston. Do you know?
I'm sorry?
Do you know?
No, what, the radio station you're on in Charleston?
Yeah.
No, sir, I don't.
Okay. All right, so you are here, and you are protesting this, and you want to affect, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think what's going to happen is that my hunger strike is to show people that the Confederate flag is the wrong thing to have over the State House in South Carolina, and I will be on my hunger strike until they take the flag down and until they outlaw the use of the Confederate flag as an official symbol.
So you, in other words, you're hoping that your hunger strike gets enough attention drawn to it that people will pay enough attention to your hunger strike that they're going to take down the flag, right?
Yes, sir. That's what I hope.
All right. Now, Dave, question for you. Do you honestly think that people are going to care?
They should support my cause, because if they don't support my cause, I have not eaten since Friday, and, if people don't support my cause, then they will have my blood on their hands.
Are you planning on starving yourself to death?
I will not eat. Yes, sir. I will not eat.
Now I'm getting the word that Columbia is the capital of South Carolina, according to callers. So our news department had it wrong. Go ahead, Dave.
People sound like you're muffed up over there, man.
Yeah, I know. We don't know the capital of South Carolina. Forgive it. I ask the forgiveness of my listeners in South Carolina. So you think that people are going to care enough?
No, I think that, yeah, I mean, I'm on a hunger strike, you know.
Okay, you're on a hunger strike, and you're going to starve yourself until what? Until they take the flag down.
Until they take the flag down, right.
Will you starve yourself to death?
It's not going to come to that, because people are going to, you know, they're going to see that out there and have my blood on their hands if I don't.
Okay, I disagree with you. I think that no one's going to care, okay?
No, you're wrong.
No, wait, I don't think anybody is going to care. And as far as having your blood on anyone's hands, it's your choice, it's your decision. You understand? So that if you decide you want to starve yourself to death over the Confederate flag in South Carolina, no one's going to feel guilty about that.
Well, Mr. Henry, that is not traditionally how you're supposed to treat people who are on a hunger strike. Because I have read about Martin Luther King did hunger strikes. They did hunger strikes in Northern Ireland with the IRA. Mahatma Gandhi did hunger strikes in India when they were getting. So I don't know if you're familiar, you know, with hunger strikes or not.
Well, I've heard of all those men, all those places and all of the people involved in those events. But what makes you think that people are going to feel that they've got their blood, your blood on their hands if you die over this Confederate flag thing? People got other things to worry about, don't they?
Well, that's what I told you. I mean, traditionally, you're supposed to, like, if somebody goes on a hunger strike, like I'm going on a hunger strike, you have to either force feed them or give in to their demands, okay? And I mean, that, so I stopped eating on Friday night. I have not had nothing to eat. And so traditionally, people are going to give in to my demands.
What I'm saying, though, Dave, is that you're on a hunger strike to force them to take the Confederate flag off the Capitol building in South Carolina. I don't think anybody's going to care if you starve yourself to death.
Well, then you don't know nothing about hunger strikes.
What am I missing?
Because traditionally, when someone goes on a hunger strike, people, they either force feed him or they give in to his demands. And since I'm not going to let nobody force feed me, they're going to have to give in to my demands.
Are you telling me that you're planning on starving yourself to death?
I'm going to do it, man. I'm going to do it.
You're going to starve yourself to death?
Yeah. So that those people in South Carolina are going to have to take the flag down. Okay? Because I'm going to not eat until they take that flag down.
And and what I'm saying to you about them not caring...
No, they'll care. If you watch, they will care. Okay? Traditionally... See, you don't know nothing about hunger strikes, Mr. Henry, with all due respect to you. You don't know nothing about it. A hunger strike, people will do what I want them to do, or they'll have my blood on their hands.
I'm not sure that you understand the gravity of what it is that you're attempting to do.
No, I know exactly what I'm doing. You don't understand what hunger strikes do.
And all right, Dave, you're gonna go on a hunger strike till they take the Confederate flag off the Capitol building in South Carolina.
That's right.
And you feel sure that they will?
They're gonna do it, or they'll have my blood on their hands.
And if they don't care?
They'll care, because that's how it works.
That's how it works. All right, Dave Oliva. He lives in Los Angeles. He's hunger striking over the Confederate flag issue some 3,000 miles away in South Carolina. Either they take it off of the state building or he will continue his hunger strike. And this on Martin Luther King's birthday. He commenced this hunger strike on Friday. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. That's 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Henry Show. Show 1-800-449-8686. A young man on the line, his name is Dave Oliva. He lives in East Los Angeles and is hunger striking since Friday the Confederate flag on the State House building in Columbia, South Carolina. Dave, whatever made you take up this cause, Dave, being not even a resident of South Carolina?
I guess, number one, I live in a very progressive state, California. I wanted to let the people in South Carolina not give up hope, you know, that someday they can live, you know, in a progressive state like we do, number one. So we kind of, you know, leading the way and showing them how to do it. And number two, you know, yeah, I admire Martin Luther King, and I know that on his birthday he would not want that. But
what I'm saying to you, that you can go on your hunger strike, you can die, and no one's going to care.
No, that's not right, man, because you're not familiar with hunger strikes. I will go on my hunger strike, then people are going to, you know, care about it, and they'll get upset, and then they'll change the law.
Are you, and you are going
to... I'm going to starve myself if I have to. There's no doubt in my mind. I'll starve myself to death.
Look, kid, you can't do that to yourself, okay?
I'm going to do it, Mr. Henry, and you have a very powerful radio station, and you just said that you get into South Carolina, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then you better start talking. Better start talking to these people and get them to change that flag, or I'm going to starve myself to death.
But hold on for a minute, Dave. You have to understand something, okay? Things can change, all right? And I certainly will work in favor of that.
What do you think about that flag?
What?
What do you think about that flag?
I don't like it. I don't like the flag. I think it's a historical relic. I think it belongs in a museum. Certainly not flying as the symbol of a state house. No. But
well, then you better start talking to the people, man. You better start, you know, getting them to change their mind, because my blood will be on your hands and on the hands of everybody out there.
But I'm asking you to please think about what you're doing, because...
No, I'm not going to think about it. You're the one who has to now start to think about it, because I will die if I have to.
All right, how about if I take some phone calls?
Yeah, get those suckers on the air, man. I want to hear what they got to say, because, you know, if I don't hear the right thing, I'm not going to eat.
All right, let's go to Columbia on the Phil Henry Show. This is Columbia, South Carolina. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man, well, I feel sorry. I appreciate the rights what this gentleman is trying to do.
Yes, sir.
But the flag here in South Carolina, it's like a family-oriented thing. It's part of our history. And people don't want to change.
Come on, man! I've heard that all before. You know, that's a lot of that's not.
What do you think that flag represents to you? Do you think that represents racism?
It's crap, man. Just take it off the thing, and you can put it on your truck or whatever you want to do, man. That's fine, you know. But you can't have it hanging from no state house.
Well, and why do you feel that way?
Well, because it's like bad. It's wrong, man.
Why do you feel the flag is wrong? See, I mean, the Klan took that flag and made it a hate flag.
That's right. That's right, man. They co-opted the whole thing.
Well, that's right. That's the Ku Klux Klan's problem, but it's not the Southern people's problem. As far as what the flag represents, it's nothing to really do with even racism.
Dude, it's too late now, man. I'm on my hunger strike.
Well, man, you know, but I feel sorry for you.
Well,
because
I'm
know the people
die.
Here
I'm
in South Carolina is not going to care.
Well,
just like the gentleman told you, because people love that flag here.
You're going to have my blood on your hands.
Well, you know, I don't care. That's the problem. Nobody's going to care. If you die, the thing is, that flag is more important to most people than your life.
No, wait a second. Don't you understand what a hunger strike is?
Well, yes, I know what a hunger strike is.
I think it's
a sign of ignorance to starve yourself for something that you're going to change when somebody's...
Well, wait a second. I've been on a hunger strike since Friday, which means I'm not going to eat until they take the flag down from South Carolina, which means if I die, then you killed me.
Wait. Now, wait a minute. You can't say that he killed you anymore.
Well, you better start talking, Mr. Henry, because this dude hasn't got the message yet.
What do you mean, this guy calling from South Carolina?
That's right.
Well, I don't know what message he's supposed to get. I've got you on the air. You're saying what you want to say. What do you want?
Well, this guy doesn't understand, so that means I'm not going
to
eat.
I'm trying to understand. All I want is you to tell me exactly what you think the flag represents.
I think it represents, like, you know, bad stuff. It's like all hate and everything.
Oh, do you
slavery
actually feel that?
What?
But you know that how the slavery issue even started?
It's all about slaves and everything. Man, all the people don't like the flag. Just take it down, you know? They don't like it.
Well, but the thing is, the people here in the South, where you're 3,000 miles away.
You in South Carolina, right?
That's correct.
What if, like, I wave the Clemson flag all over the place in South Carolina?
The Clemson flag?
A Clemson flag?
Yeah. You'd hate me, wouldn't you?
Well, Clemson, I don't understand.
That's a college flag here.
That's right, but the Gamecocks hate them, right?
Right.
Okay. What if I walked on the South Carolina campus waving a Clemson flag and going, yeah, man, the Tigers, they kick ass, you know? You would hate that.
Well, there's a lot of Clemson fans here in South Carolina.
But I don't know what that's got to do with anything.
It's not irrelevant.
Yeah, it's kind of irrelevant to the... Thank you, sir, for your call. That's one guy who hasn't been convinced, okay?
I'm telling you right now, you better get these people going.
You make it seem like it's my job.
It is your job. You got to show it's your job.
Well, I think that's unfair. Atlanta on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just not sure what he's trying to accomplish in the fact that he's just some random guy out in California. And
yeah, but I'm out in California showing you how to do it.
But nobody out here on the East Coast is going to care if you, just some random guy in L.A., is going to starve yourself to death.
You hear what she's saying, Mr. Henry?
That's the lady's opinion. I can't change it.
You're the host of the show. You need to change her mind. That's why you have a radio show, to change minds.
He can't change my mind any more than you can change my mind.
But that's what...
Now, maybe if you were some state senator who had some...
Hello?
Some position of importance, maybe then people would listen.
I'm on a hunger strike, though. And if I die, then you will be responsible for the death of my body, you know?
I am not going to be responsible for your death.
You are going to
be responsible for your death because you chose not to eat over this flag in South Carolina.
Okay, Mr. Henry, that's what I mean. You should change your mind now.
What am I going to do?
Change your mind.
Well, what do you want me to say?
You're the host of the show. You're the one who can change people's minds like Paul Harvey does on his show and people like that.
What am I going to say to this lady?
I am an educated individual.
I
can make my own choices, and I can make up my own mind. Nobody on the radio, nobody in politics, nobody anywhere is going to give me my opinion. I have my opinion, and I stick with it.
You're blowing it, Mr. Henry.
Well, sir, the lady, you heard her. She has her opinion. She sticks with it. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I think you're blowing it, man.
Our favorite fruits are the Obies, but goodies, chili dogs and fries.
Tom to Tom Tom.
Bacon cheeseburgers.
Tom to Tom Tom.
Banana splits.
Tom to Tom Tom.
And our favorite relief is
Tom to Tom Tom.
Tums. Because Tums works. Tums knocks out heartburn fast with calcium.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. There was a protest today in South Carolina over the Confederate flag. On the birthday of civil rights leader Martin Luther King, thousands marched and gathered in Columbia, South Carolina today to protest what they consider a vestige of a racist past. Carrying signs such as "Your heritage is my slavery," the marchers protested against the Confederate flag that flies above the State House. Here in Southern California, we have an individual who is actually mounting a hunger strike to have the Confederate flag taken down. His name is Dave Oliva. He lives in Monterey Park, California. And we've mentioned how unusual that is to have somebody so far away from the history and the current event of this situation and this issue. But you say it's because you want to teach them how?
Well, Mr. Henry, you know, you have a talk show, and you can teach people how to. And I'm doing what I can do to teach the people in South Carolina how, you know, it's racist, you know, to have this flag. And I'm disappointed coming on your radio station tonight, you know, come on your show, because you are not, you know, doing what a talk show host should do. You're not influencing people and making them vote, like, to take the flag down and make them do what you want them to do.
You know, I can't make them do what I want them to do. I'm just doing a talk show.
No, but everybody knows that talk show hosts make people call up, like, city council and call up and flood the lines and all that kind of stuff. Why don't you have them flood the lines?
You know, what do you mean, flood the lines?
Well, they can call up the South Carolina, the South Carolina City Council.
The South Carolina Legislature?
Yeah, and have them change it. But you don't get it, man. And as long as you don't get it, that's why I'm going to be doing what I do. And that's to get these people to change it.
Well, Dave started his hunger strike on Friday. Are you feeling the effects of this?
I'm told by medical doctors the human body can go 30 days without food. Right now I'm subsisting on water, hot water, and lemon juice.
You're not eating anything else?
No, sir. This is a fast Mahatma Gandhi pioneered, and that's what I'm doing right now, you know. But I'll get the people to change, but you need to influence the people to change, too, because you're a talk show host.
All right. Here is Spartanburg on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Spartanburg, hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, you're on the air.
I want to comment on the man when he's saying on the radio.
Yes, sir.
About the Confederate flag.
Mm-hmm.
I've lived in this state all my life. I haven't had a problem with the Confederate flag myself. I went through high school, junior high, middle school. All through my education, I haven't had one problem with anybody had a problem with the Confederate flag. It's always been a historic flag for us. It's the symbolism of the pride.
I got a problem with it.
Oh, you have a problem with it?
Yeah, I got a big
you're
problem.
Just waste,
with it.
Hey, yeah, you're just wasting your time, man.
You know?
You're wasting your time, man. Well,
how am I wasting
you're in
my
California.
Time? How am I wasting
you're
my time? If I die, if I go on a hunger strike and I die, then you're going to have the blood of my blood on your hands.
You're wasting your time, man. You know why?
How do you
a hunger strike only works. A hunger strike only works unless there's many more than one person. That's what a hunger strike is.
No way.
When a
no way.
Group of people.
I read up on it. Mahatma Gandhi was only one guy. He went
you,
on a
you
hunger
read
strike.
Up on it.
Yeah, I read up on
oh,
hunger
you
strike.
Can read.
Do you read, man?
Oh, can you?
Yeah, I read all about history.
The point is, man.
I read all about it. You know, I read about the hunger strike of Mahatma Gandhi, and he changed the whole thing, man. He was one dude. He was a little skinny dude, too. Look what he did. He kicked ass, man. He was like, he weighed about 90 pounds soaking wet.
You live in Los Angeles, correct?
Yeah, I live out in Monterey Park, California, yeah.
All right. I live in South Carolina. How is you going on a hunger strike going to change my ideas, my beliefs about my state?
That's a good question.
State?
How are you going to do that? How is your hunger strike going to change this guy?
Because the guy will see me going on a hunger strike, and he'll feel bad about it, and he'll want the flag down, right?
No, I don't. You know why? Because you're one individual.
I haven't gone far enough into the hunger strike yet.
Well, how far do you have?
How far do you want to go?
Until you start feeling sorry for me.
You want to die over our situation?
Are you going to let
Why
me
don't
die?
You just
Are you
going to
let me die?
Just live your life, man.
You're going to let
this
me
is
die,
nothing to worry
you?
About. This is doesn't concern you.
Hey,
it concerns South Carolina, not California, South Carolina.
California is like showing you how to do it, man.
You don't have to show us nothing, man.
What are you talking about?
You've already showed us enough. I've watched TV in California. I know what California's about.
Hey, check it out.
You ain't
got
to show me nothing, man.
Who's got the best looking chick? South Carolina or California? Okay.
Oh, man.
We win there.
By far.
Okay. Who's got the best looking TV? Who's got the best TV? California does.
Best TV? Oh, yeah. I know. It's 6 o'clock news. I watch it all the time.
Okay. And who's got the best?
Okay. There's crime.
Big. No, wait a second, man. Wait a second, man. Who's got the best college football? California wins again, man.
Football has nothing to do with Confederate flag, man. You bring it up again. Clemson and Carolina? What's that?
I'm just talking.
What is that? That's college.
Why are you bringing up college football?
I'm just saying to the dude, who's got the best college football? California?
That has nothing to do with the Confederate flag. You're just changing the issue.
No,
you're changing
the reason
issue.
But the reason why I'm saying it is to show you who knows more about how to do stuff.
I have many Mexican friends.
What?
Over here. Hey, I have many Mexican friends
That's
over here.
Good for you, man.
I got many black friends over here.
I don't have a problem with none of them. What did they think
that flag doesn't represent nothing but South Carolina's pride and history.
It doesn't
represent racism or none of that junk.
What do the black folks think about that the Confederate flag, man? I bet you they don't like it.
My friends don't even care.
Hello?
Whoa, sir, are you on a speakerphone or something? Because we're getting a lot of feedback.
I got you.
Okay.
You got it now?
No, I bet your black friends make fun of you behind your back, man.
No, they don't.
Yeah, I bet you they go, hey, that cracker, man, he's into all that
crap. Everybody's making fun of you, man, because you're wasting your time.
Everybody
in this whole state is making fun of you.
No, man, all I'm saying is that when you go home and you are, like, with your wife or whatever, your black friends are going, man, that cracker, he don't know what time it is, man. That's what they're saying about you.
Hello?
I'm telling you, man,
hey.
You're wasting your time.
Hey,
find something else to protest.
Okay.
Find something else to do.
No, man.
For real.
Who's got the best college football,
I'm calling.
Man?
Listen, dude, I'm just calling because I care. I do care about your situation.
That's exactly.
But I don't care about the problem that you have with Cyclone because you're in 3,000 miles away, which is the length of the Atlantic Ocean.
And what do you mean who's got the best college football?
Who does, man? He won't answer that because he knows that UCLA rules.
Oh, come on.
You know what? I don't even watch football, yo. I don't even care about football.
What? Are you kidding me, man? The game?
Oh, yeah, man.
Guys.
Okay. Anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you
for your call, sir. I think that's a bad example of, state superiority. Who's got the best college football?
Well, check it out. I mean, if you look at TV, Mr. Henry, you can't deny that California has the best-looking chicks. They got the nicest-looking, ass or whatever you want to say.
But that's got nothing to do with the Confederate flag, where the California women have better asses than South Carolina women. And to bring that up to show the superiority of one state over another, I think, is beyond the point. Not even missing the point. It's beyond the point. Charlotte on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this guy, Why is he concerned about the flag?
I live in America, man, and this is the Martin Luther King's birthday.
Okay, if you're an American, are you an American?
Yeah, I'm American.
Well, then why are you worried about what other people think?
Because in America...
Why are you going to starve yourself, kill yourself, and be... It's more like being ignorant to starve yourself.
No, because I care about an issue, man, I'm willing to sacrifice my life for.
But people that you don't even know?
Yeah, for Americans.
Well, let the Americans worry about them.
What are you talking about, man?
Yourself.
I mean, like people go to war to fight for Americans that they never met.
Who's got the best women? Who's got the best asses?
Let me tell you something. Who does? I'll tell you something right now. It ain't in South Carolina, man.
Well, let me tell you something. I live in North Carolina.
Well, we got
prettier mountains and everything than anywhere in California's ever even seen.
Man, that is bullcrap. You know that as much as anybody, man.
And the thing is, you need a psycho, dude.
Mountains.
You need to go get your head analyzed if you're going to kill yourself over something stupid.
Well, what the people are saying to you, Dave.
In North Carolina, South Carolina, stick up for this flag and for themselves because it's theirs.
No.
Okay,
so why they
stick up for
the flag?
Stuff because it's yours.
Because they're too ignorant to know that it's like a piece of crap.
There's
you know?
No ignorance here at all. Ignorance is you.
And the whole thing that I'm trying to say.
You're killing yourself for something that these people believe in and that they've believed in ever since the 1800s.
Okay, I got to say something right now, Mr. Henry. You're the talk show host, and you have not influenced these people to change their mind.
Wait a second. You need to influence yourself
and
think about yourself.
I listen to Paul Harvey, who does this like news. He's like that old man. You ever heard him?
Yeah, I heard.
Okay, that old man, he's got old people listening to his ass, like doing
what?
Well, why can't Mr. Henry? Why don't you?
He's not got someone out there saying, "Oh, I'm going to kill myself, man," because they won't take down this flag.
But what I'm saying to Mr. Henry is, as a talk show host, it's his job to make you think differently.
No, it's not his job.
It's not my job.
It is not his job.
It's my job to present the issue.
His job is to keep his own opinion like you should keep your own opinion and keep it to yourself.
Not sit on the
phone and cry about, I'm going to kill myself because they won't take down this flag.
I'm going to go on a hunger strike, man, and then you'll be sorry when I die.
Why would I be sorry?
What?
I could care less. I don't even know you.
No, you will care, man, when
I get weak
in my weakened state.
You could be on the news every night,
wait,
and I would not care.
Are you telling me that in my weakened state, if you saw me all skinny and stuff, you wouldn't care?
I wouldn't care a bit because
man,
you'd be ignorant.
That's a cold shot, man.
You are ignorant
for being
the way that you are because people down here will not take down their flag. Let me tell you, that's a cold shot, man. All my life.
You did what, man?
And I've flown Confederate flags all my life, and I've never had a neighbor say, oh, I'm going to go hungry, man, because you're flying that flag.
Well, that's right, because you burn a cross on his front lawn, man.
No, I don't.
Talk to you about it, okay?
I never burn a cross.
Now, that's dirty pool. I mean, there's
that
a lot of people who fly
pool.
That flag. And I don't, just to, for the record, as I said, I don't think the flag belongs on an official state house building either. But to say that every guy that flies a Confederate flag is a cross burner.
Well, listen to you, Mr.
Because he's prejudiced.
Now,
that's why.
He's
prejudiced against people, man, that stick up for themselves like their flags and their country.
Mr. Henry,
that's
you're not
the
doing
thing, and their state.
Mr. Henry,
so
you're not doing your job,
stick up for himself,
man.
Because of the fact is, well, I'm going to be hungry, you know, so I want you to feel sorry for me. He's probably sitting over there eating a Whopper.
Wait.
Sir, excuse me, sir, but since Friday night, I have nothing but water and lemon juice.
Well, how do we know that, man? Are you on TV?
Well, you know what? You're right, sir, but you have to take my word. I have not.
Well,
you know, I have not. And I'll tell you something else.
People got their own feelings and think for themselves, and if you want to die doing it,
I'd like to say
hey, do it.
Sir, 30 days from now, when I'm skinny and
you
I'm
know,
all
us here in the
up,
Carolinas have never had anything happen like it did in L.A., man, when everybody was trying to beat everybody up, man, over something stupid.
Well, wait a second, man. What are you talking about? When was that?
Well, the Rodney King thing and everything else.
That was nothing, man.
That was nothing, man. A lot of people died over that. A lot of people did. But
whatever, man.
The Carolinas didn't go hungry, man, because y'all was burning yourself out.
Whatever. You know,
well, what do you mean, whatever? The guy's making a good point.
Okay, we're flying our flag, and that's the way it's going to be.
All I'm saying is in 30 days, when I'm all skinny and messed up, and you see me on TV, you're going to feel bad.
You won't make it 30 days, dude. If you don't eat, you won't make it 30 days. Sorry.
You're going to feel bad for me.
I won't feel bad for you.
Yes, you will, man.
No, I will.
Okay, Mr. Henry, you have to change your mind.
I will not feel bad for you.
Okay, then, Mr. Henry, you're not doing your job as a talk show host, Mr. Henry.
What am I doing? What job am I not
doing?
You have to make this guy change his mind.
I can't make him change. change his mind.
Let me tell you something, pal.
Go ahead,
my mind will never be changed.
No, the talk show host can change your mind if you listen to him every day.
Mr. Henry,
what are you talking?
But let me tell you something.
I've seen this guy, Paul Harvey, on TV.
I was in the Marine Corps.
One time.
No one ever changed my mind.
Some dude that I know up in Seattle, he had people calling the city council and telling them to, like, you know, stick
you're
it up
him.
The butt and everything, man.
You're not him.
What?
You're not him.
No, but this talk show host that I listened to, he had people calling city council. The people went there and everything, man.
Look it, pal. I'm not going to have people call up. It just doesn't work like that.
Well, man, you're weak then, man.
Okay, I'm weak.
You're weak.
I'm weak.
No, you're weak, man.
You are weak.
You're weak, man.
Okay.
No, you're weak.
You're weak,
because
ass,
you
man.
Can't handle
no.
what other people think.
Both of you guys
you're
are weak.
Weak
ass. Both you guys are weak ass, man. I'm
sorry,
ashamed,
you're
man.
Weak.
Okay, all right. We're weak. Thank you, sir, for your call.
All right.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Come on, Mr. Henry, do your job and change their minds. It's Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Did I say that? Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And Dave Oliva from East Los Angeles, Monterey Park, actually, on the line. He is on a hunger strike. He mounted this on Friday to have the Confederate flag taken down from the State House in South Carolina, from California all the way to South Carolina. And I think a lot of people are saying, Dave, why would someone this far west care about what's going on that far east?
Well, I wanted to make a statement, though, Mr. Henry. Earlier in the program, you were talking about how you were got some donuts or something out of your machine there.
Yes, sir. I got some donuts before work, yeah.
See, you have made the statement on your program that you are against the Confederate flag being on the State House in South Carolina, correct?
Yes, sir.
Then why are you taking donuts, man, and sticking them in your fat face, man, when I'm on a hunger strike? You
should wait a second.
No, you wait a second, man. I'm on a hunger strike because I'm against the Confederate flag, and I ain't had nothing but, like, water and lemon juice since Friday, man, and you're getting, like, Debbie cakes, corn nuts. You know, man, you're having all kinds of stuff. Do you feel good, man? You feel good about that, man?
Sir, I...
Yeah, you're eating all the little Debbie cakes, and you're going, you're getting all your food. Man, you are. That's a cold shot, man. That's all I want to say, you know? I'm on a hunger strike. You're against the Confederate flag. I'm against the Confederate flag. But I'm on a hunger strike, and you're, like, eating corn nuts and crap, man, and you get those chicken spicy wing sandwich and stuff.
I got something to eat, yeah.
God. Man, you suck, man. The least you could do is not eat anything, man, until you get home. Like go on a hunger strike for your show or something.
I apologize.
too little, too late, man.
No, I'm seriously, Mr. Oliver, I'm very, very sorry.
Too little, too late, man. Too little, too late. At least till I'm not talking to you and like that.
Here is Gaffney on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Too little, too late, man.
I have a comment to make. I would like to say that the flag coming down at this point in time is not going to make a big difference. It's going to cause more trouble than it is anything.
Was that a threat or something? What trouble is it going to cause?
A threat. Well,
yeah.
Sir, can you tell me why that flag is a piece of trash?
Because it is.
And why is that?
Because of all that, redneck mothers that... Like,
redneck, that has nothing to do
into,
with
like,
redneck.
They freedom, you know, and freedom.
Anybody can be a redneck. Just because they fly a rebel flag does not make them a redneck.
Well, how come you all... why are you flying that rebel flag, you know?
I fly that rebel flag because it's part of my history. It's part of my
heritage.
Well,
it ain't part of no black guy's history.
My ancestors fought in that war.
And what part of history is it for the black people in the South?
You
don't have no answer for that, do you?
No, let me tell you something.
Yeah,
you need to go back and read your
black
history
Southerners?
Books.
What about black
that
Southerners?
War was not fought over slavery.
What about black Southerners?
Black Southerners, you don't want to know what most black Southerners, my friends around here, feel?
Oh,
that
I guess
guys,
I should ask a black
that
guy.
That the black
ask
people.
Some cracker chick like you.
Hey, look.
Wait. Let's
you're
keep
the
this
one
polite.
Everybody cracker
yeah, let's keep
stuff.
This polite, okay?
You're racist,
so you
not
got a couple.
Me.
So you got a couple of black friends.
No,
what,
let me tell
make
you something.
Member of the NAACP
let me tell you my black friends' view.
You're a black
they
friend.
They feel that
mean,
there
black
are
friends
better
or black
to fight about than this flag coming down.
So
like
let me guess. Some of your best friends are black. Is that right?
Yes, that's
oh,
right.
Oh, yeah, man. I knew I'd hear that one, too. Hey. If Mr. Henry doesn't do his job and get you to
Look,
change your
Mr.
mind,
Henry
make her change your mind, Mr. Henry.
Make her change her mind. The whole state of California, because you are totally ignorant and you need to go read a couple of books.
My blood will be on your hands.
You need to learn about what you're trying to do.
My blood is on the hands of crackers like you.
You don't know
like
nothing about what
okay.
you're doing.
Now,
you
Mr. Henry, I think Mr. Henry, you should change your mind.
I can't change her mind, okay?
It.
Read what?
You need to go research what you're doing because you don't know. You don't know nothing about that flag. You don't know the history behind that flag.
I know all about that history. It's a bunch of crap, man. Hey, have you ever read any Shakespeare?
Where are you from?
Where am I from? Monterey Park, California.
Okay, so
where are you
I
from?
Might think you're a bunch of crap. You know, I might think Monterey Park is a bunch of crap.
You
but that's
never...
my opinion. I'm not going to come out there and try to go on a hunger strike because I think you're a bunch of crap.
Hey, if you don't like it, you should go on a hunger strike, too.
Look, I'm not going on a hunger strike because I don't feel that nothing is worth killing myself
Let me ask you a question. You don't like my opinion, right?
Well, I'm not saying I don't like your opinion. I'm saying that you need to get the facts straight before you voice out your opinion.
Then why don't you go on a hunger strike?
I don't want to go on no hunger strike.
You could drop a few pounds.
Why don't you
a few pounds, and you could also be doing something good.
You're a racist, not a flag.
I'm a racist. How am I racist?
You're sitting here calling everybody a cracker.
Tell me I'm wrong.
And because I fly a flag, that does not make me redneck.
Where do you fly the flag? From, like, your house or something, man?
I have a flag flying in front of my house.
You got a rebel flag in front of your house?
Yeah.
What's that about, man? Why don't you put an American flag up there? That's
where you live.
Look,
why don't you come on down to South Carolina and take a look around? You'll see some of the most beautiful country in the world.
Yeah, I know. It's like everybody tells me, it's cool. Hey, by the way, they said last
And my flag don't bother no one.
This economic boycott of South Carolina, Mr. Henry, is bullcrap.
Why?
Because nobody's going there anyway, man. What difference does it make?
Oh, honey, listen.
Wait a minute.
Some of the most beautiful country in the world.
Yeah, I know.
Some
hey, man, what
of
do they
the
got there, man?
Toured spots
well, like,
in the world.
What have they got in South Carolina, man? Like crops? You know, what am I going to go down there and look at wheat grow or something?
Sir, this is not about putting down South Carolina, okay?
It's not about putting down South Carolina.
No, I'm just saying, what kind of economic boycott can you have when nobody's going there except to a Motel 6 overnight on their way to New York? It's not like it's New York.
What am I going to do?
Look, they got Hilton Head. They have Hilton Head, South Carolina.
What's Hilton Head?
That's where people play golf.
Well, you rule me out, man. I got no sticks. I'm on a hunger strike. I can't use my sticks for at least another 6 months. Go ahead. Change your mind.
Ma'am, would you please reconsider your opinion about...
You're not doing it good enough, man.
Ma'am?
Yes?
Would you please reconsider your opinion about the rebel flag?
No, it ain't good enough.
Why should I reconsider my opinion about the rebel flag?
Yeah, see? You didn't convince her, man. You didn't convince her. Now I'm going to die, and my blood's on your hands. My blood's on cracker hands.
Bill Henry Show.